We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. There were fireworks last night to mark the end of COVID restrictions in New York State, which have some people wondering why there still seems to be a restriction or two in place, like having to wear masks at work, for example. Glenn Chuck is here to sort it all out for us this morning from New York Harbor. Glenn?
And good morning, Lee. And I will try to explain all of that. First, let's talk about the thousands that gathered here along the water's edge chanting, New York City is back. And they kept chanting that over the loud sound of the fireworks that went on for a long time, actually, longer than expected. Packed along Battery Park here, Carl was here with his family, Lee. He says, after 15 months of heartache and struggle, we all deserve this.
New York is back. We're all back. Yeah, after last year, we're back.
10 locations all up and down New York State celebrating with fireworks just hours after Governor Cuomo came to the World Trade Center to make the big announcement.
The state mandates that have proven right and correct and brought us through this pandemic are relaxed as of today. Effective immediately.
George explained this, Lee, the state mandated restrictions and distancing and masks and all that end, but businesses like retail, offices, restaurants still do have the option, if they so choose, to require you to put on a mask. Again, it's up to them. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, here in Battery Park.
Democrats running for mayor will hold their final debate tonight ahead of next week's primary. Frontrunner Eric Adams is looking past the primary and the general election, for that matter.
I'm going to focus on gun violence. We're going to put in place a plainclothes anti-gun unit, and we're going to zero in on gangs and guns. Those shootings are going to impact our economic recovery if we don't get them under control.
He talked to Bridget Quinn here on 1010 Wednesday. So did former front runner Andrew Yang, who made it clear that unlike some of his opponents, he is not for defunding the police.
Almost three quarters of New Yorkers want to see more police in their own neighborhoods because they see what's happening in our neighborhoods. Violence is up. There are attacks every day. Two people were killed and 19 wounded this past weekend alone.
Latest poll has Yang in fourth place now behind Adams, Catherine Garcia, and Maya Wiley. Tonight's debate is on Channel 4 at 7 p.m. Mayor de Blasio denies reports that he's been backing Adams behind the scenes, saying he hasn't even made up his mind on who he's voting for, let alone who he is supporting. There aren't a lot of cobblestone streets left in the city, but a man in the Bronx was able to find a loose cobblestone, which police say he used to smash another man over the head for no apparent reason. The attack was caught on camera on Brook Avenue in Mott Haven last week. The attacker also stomped on the victim's head. The victim is in critical condition after undergoing brain surgery at Lincoln Hospital. The attacker is still on the loose. The city's latest slashing victim is an off-duty NYPD transit cop. He was at the Union Square station yesterday around noon when he was slashed on the back of his head with an unknown object. The 29-year-old officer followed his attacker until other officers arrested him. 42-year-old Benjamin Mazik of Brooklyn, investigators say he confronted the off-duty officer and asked him, "What are you looking at?" Mazik has 41 prior arrests. A Rikers Island inmate was released yesterday when he impersonated another inmate who was supposed to be released, unlike him. They're still looking for Josiah Prysock, who investigators say used another inmate's ID number to pull this off. He is the fourth inmate to be accidentally released from Rikers so far this year. He pleaded guilty to robbery and assault last week. The New York City Marathon is getting some competition, as Darius Radzius reports from Brooklyn this morning. Darius?
There's another race coming to the city. The Brooklyn Marathon is on pace for next spring after getting the green light from city officials. Ashley Salmon, who lives near Prospect Park, loves this idea.
I mean, that's great. I feel like if you have members of the community that want to come out and run, do it.
Runners can now run that race in addition to the New York City Marathon, which attracts many from around the world. Pete Bleek, working out here in Prospect Park, says a full 26.2-mile marathon will be too disruptive in the borough.
No, man. All the preparations and so on.
Darius Razzius, 1010 Winds in Prospect Park.
16 parks around the city are going to be renamed for what the Parks Department is calling the Black American Experience. The new names will be announced today. We're told the parks will be renamed for civil rights leaders, entertainers, abolitionists, and pioneers in the LGBTQ plus community, among others. And Harvey Weinstein's already doing 23 years in prison for a rape conviction in New York, but prosecutors in California still want to put him on trial for rape there. And it appears Weinstein will be headed west soon, as Aaron Katursky reports.
Defense attorneys said Harvey Weinstein should remain in prison where he is near Buffalo because he's receiving medical treatment, but prosecutors weren't having it. It's Los Angeles, prosecutors said. It's not some remote outpost that doesn't have medical care. The defense also objected to the way California prosecutors filed paperwork, but the judge denied any delay. Weinstein appeared on a video screen from prison in a maroon shirt with the sleeves rolled to his elbows. He faces sex charges in Los Angeles County, which expects to come pick him up by mid-July.
His lawyers will have time to appeal that decision in the interim. I told you yesterday it's time to start scaring you about sharks again, and they're out there. We know because Jeff Warford, captain of the Real Innovation, says his crew caught a great white shark about a mile off Seaside Heights over the weekend.
It was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience for myself, the owner, and our deckhand.
It was a juvenile, about a 7-footer. Captain Warford telling our Bridget Quinn that the Real Innovation crew was out fishing for thresher sharks. That's a illegal game fish. The great white got hooked by accident, so they let it go. You heard people who live around Washington Square Park complaining here yesterday that the NYPD still isn't doing enough about crime in the neighborhood. Police Commissioner Shea was asked why police don't seem to be enforcing the weekend curfew in the park.
The closing time of that park historically has been midnight. There was a decision made to move it up to 10 for a short period of time. We're going to be there to make sure that, you know, whatever the Parks Department is there to do in terms of closing the park, that it can be done safely.
It was on New York One. Police will hold an emergency community meeting at Our Lady of Pompeii Church on Bleecker Street tonight at 6 to discuss the state of Washington Square Park. Sometimes I have to wonder if the process of suspending a driver's license around here is all that effective, since cops on Long Island picked up a guy yesterday and he was driving with a suspended license. Wasn't the first time he'd been picked up either. Suffolk County cops say Gilbert Contre's license had been suspended on 99 previous occasions. They stopped him for failing to signal a turn and gave him a ticket for aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, so that should make it an even 100 suspensions now for Mr. Contreras. The election results are in, and the winner is
Pepperoni, ladies and gentlemen. Pepperoni has won.
Didn't even know Pepperoni was running for mayor. Oh, wait a minute. This is the pizza-topping election. The primary's not till next week. But like the primary, they did use ranked voting for pizza toppings, and the city's chief democracy officer, Laura Wood, says one thing's clear. New Yorkers do not want clams on their pizza. In any event, Pepperoni has Mayor de Blasio's endorsement. About 20,000 New Yorkers took time out of their busy days to vote in the pizza-topping election.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.